Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and I'm out walking the dog. Anyway, I've got my one dog with me, my one bitch, and I've got another bitch. She always comes working with us as well. So I've got two bitches with me. Yo, bitch, as they say in Breaking Bad. Have you been watching Breaking Bad? The finale has been taking place of Breaking Bad over on the US television. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm still catching up. I've got a few more of the series to watch yet, but do you know what? That fella, Walter White, he's the baddest of the bad, isn't he? And as J.R.R. Rain says, the author of the Game of Thrones, the Game series of books, where there's all sorts of murder and bad things happening all the time, he reckons that Walter White is badder than any of the characters that you find in Westeros, where the series of Game of Thrones is set. So I think he's probably quite right. He is a complete bastard. And I can hear some people talking somewhere nearby. Could even be, there it is. Someone sitting on the floor next to the postbox. Strange place to sit. Anyway, I shall continue walking down the road and ignore him. Well, he looks comfortable anyway. Sitting on the floor, chatting on the phone. Not quite in the middle of the streets, but just a bit of an odd sort of place to sit. But there you go. So what else have I been doing? Well, I've been watching some more television. You know what you get when you get to a certain age and you like to just sit and relax and watch some boxed sets on the television. Well, I've been watching a series called Ringer, and Sarah Michelle Gellar's in it. And, well, I loved her in Buffy. Well, I just love Buffy, let's say that now. And she was the vampire slayer. And in this, she hasn't got the vampire slayer abilities and skills, unfortunately. Although she'll probably do that as well, because she's playing a twin sister, and one is a bad sister, and she's sort of kind of a bad girl, sort of coming good, sort of thing. And the story's a bit weird, to be quite honest. Well, I don't know quite what's going on sometimes, because a few flashbacks here and there to say what's going on. And then the first part of the series, there was the scene in the boat. And quite obviously it was done in a studio. It was splashing some water around to make it look like they were outside, and they nearly got it right. But it really made it kind of look a bit low budget. So there you go, that's The Ringer. I'm watching it because I'm just interested in the story and the way the story is sort of put together. I saw as well that the executive co-producer is Sarah Michelle Gellar herself. And I suppose the thing with that is that maybe nothing was coming up after she'd been in Buffy and, well, she's in that film Cruel Intentions. I don't really like her in that one much either. Although, well, she was in that one with the Mystery Machine. That one was based on a cartoon, Scooby-Doo. So she was in that and didn't really see her much else. I suppose she'd been in a few things. I'd have to look at IMDb to find out more. So dog barking as I'm going past. That's a bad dog, that one as well. It did something to one of the dogs nearby here and nearly killed it. Died a wee bit after that anyway, because it didn't like the experience of being half ripped apart by that dog. Anyway, I digress. So there you go, Ringer. I've been watching Ringer. And at the campsite, well, I suppose I don't know if I should mention this really, but you know what it is, when we get a certain age, and they want to feed all the animals in the street, you know? My mother-in-law, she is one of those sorts. And she's sort of in her 70s or something like that. And she wants to feed all the pigeons. And I'm sure she wants to feed all the rats. And she wants to feed all the dogs and cats and whatever, you know? And you can't tell her. You say to her, I can't stop feeding those bloody birds, because all they do is shit in place and make a bloody mess on the driveway. And no, next time she's out, she's buying a bag of rice and throwing the rice out for the birds. And the neighbours don't like it one little bit. Anyway, there's a woman at the work where I am at now, at the campsite, and she's gone crazy cat lady on us. She turned up today with a cat in the car and wants to look after it, and the cat had to be taken off to the vet and have two injections because it wasn't well, poor thing. Generally sort of wanted to look after it. And that's not the only crazy cat lady around. There's There's a woman that lives two doors away from us. She has about 20 cats that she feeds, and these damn things, scabby looking things they are, those cats. They're all sort of wandering around the neighbourhood and turning up on her doorstep every day to get fed. And she feeds them, and of course they procreate and create more of the cats, and I'm sure there must be a whole lot of inbreeding there, which is why probably they look such a scabby little bunch of cats. Really, something needs to be done about them, to what I've done, is because they just wander around the whole neighbourhood like they're in the place. You know what it's like with cats. They even take the piss out of dogs, cats do, don't they? The dogs go chasing after the cats, and of course they never catch them. The cats run up the tree, and if they do catch them, as I've seen it happen a couple of times, come to think of it, the cat lashes out with the claws, scratches them on the end of the nose, and then the dog sort of goes whelping off, running off in the other direction. But there you go, that's cats for you. Well, I suppose it depends on the dog as well. That's what happened with my dog last, makes you a bit of a sissy. There are some dogs that are just be quite happy to get a proper grip on one of these cats and shake it a bit. In fact, I did see, no, actually my wife saw that happen in the garden one day. Dog coming along, saw a cat. In fact, it was a kitten, so maybe that's why it was... No, actually, it was a mother cat, come to think of it. It was going to have kittens. Oh, gosh, I'm talking some loads of rubbish tonight, but there you go. What else? I've got a few more days of work left. I'm working till the 12th, and I'm looking forward to having some time to myself after that. But I'm absolutely positively sure that when I get some days off, first thing that's going to happen is that there's going to be a list of jobs to do around the house that's going to land on my desk. So I'm hoping to be able to go up and do some films, some making some tutorials for my YouTube channel, and I shall end up having to go off and chop some wood, cut down some stuff in the garden, paint the rooms and all sorts of things, and it'll be a while before I get into it. I've got a TEFL course that I need to be getting onto as well. TEFL stands for Teaching English as a Foreign Language. I've only got a few months more left on this because I actually should have started off again because I... what happened? So yeah, I started it last year and then I got making videos and I got into it and put it to one side and didn't get back to it again. It was procrastination at its best. But I really want to get back into it again and actually sort of get going with it and see if I can maybe sort of get a bit of work teaching English as a foreign language, either here in Spain or maybe even somewhere else. Maybe next summer, instead of being here, I could go off and I could be working somewhere else teaching English and maybe experience the sights and sounds of some foreign place. Technology. Well, the other day I was quite pleased and proud of myself. I was able to route my Nexus 7. I really, really, really like the Nexus 7. It's a great device. And I need to get it routed so that I could get the Wi-Fi of the video sent across to my iMac so I can record the screen. And I was delighted I was able to get that done, just following some steps that I saw in someone's tutorial, video tutorial on YouTube. So there you go, that was quite good. So now that's routed, I'm not going to go to the stage where I'm going to put any sort of... what do they call them now? A mod? No, it's a cyanogen mod, or they're called ROM. Oh yeah, that's what it is, it's a ROM. So I'm not going to stick any custom ROMs on anything like that because I'm really not interested in that. And it's got the latest version of the Google Android Jelly Bean on there, 4.3, and it's even been updated since I bought the device, so I'm going to stick with the plain Android. I wonder why it is that you have to root these devices to get super user access to be able to get in there and do things with it. Because there are some applications out there that you'd have to have root for. I suppose to a certain extent they do this because, well, it's safety really, isn't it? Because there's an awful lot of things that you could put onto your computer that can completely mess it up. And so I'm not going to be trying to get into that sort of thing where I want to mess things up. But I do need to be able to get this Wi-Fi thing with the video done and be able to do the recording on my Mac using ScreenFlow. So there you go, this is me yammering on about stuff, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye bye now.